you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
I want to start off with a funny little post I saw online the other day. It said, "Dear Texas weather, stop showing off. We get it. You're hot." But of course, we Texans have learned lots of neat little tricks to beat the heat over the years, haven't we? Well, for instance, I carry a bottle of water with me everywhere I go. That way, when it gets too hot, I can use it to beat myself to death. Yeah, I know the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. NOAA said that July was the hottest month ever recorded. And there certainly were a few days, about a week ago or so, that were just unbelievably hot. But candidly, it didn't feel that much different than any other July or August that I've ever spent in Texas, and I've spent a lot of summers in Texas. And I fully realize the whole issue has been politicized ad nauseum. So I take a certain amount of all of this with a grain of salt. But on the other hand, being the moderate that I am, I can believe that global warming is real. Now, I'm not convinced that the situation is as dire as the eco-freaks insist it is. And I'm even less convinced that it's entirely man-made. But I believe, and it's just my opinion, I believe it is hotter. Well, no, let me rephrase that. That's not exactly what I meant to say. I think it's staying hot longer than when I was a kid. I can remember going to football games in September when it was still scorching hot. But by October, there was almost always a little cool snap in the air. And that's not the case anymore, or at least it doesn't seem to happen as often as it used to when I was young anyway. So to be perfectly honest, I think there is something to this whole global warming thing. I just don't think it's as simple as carbon footprints and solar power. And I also firmly believe some of it is simply cyclical. You know, serious scientists, at least those who don't have a political agenda, serious scientists will tell you that tree rings are an extremely reliable measuring stick for how hot or cold it was several centuries ago. And tree rings clearly show that large periods of time during the Middle Ages were just as hot as it is now. And that was long before the internal combustion engine. So how do the eco-nuts explain that? The point is that the weather trends hotter and colder from one decade or one century to the next, and that doesn't have anything to do with man-made climate change. I know that more scientists say that man-made climate change is real, but part of that is political. There's a core group of very powerful scientists who have staked their reputations on man-made climate change, and they're so influential when it comes to grant money for other scientists that they can kind of dictate who gets research funds and who doesn't. So it's in their best interests if other scientists and researchers agree with their position on global warming. These are the people who hold the purse strings, and they won't award money to anybody who dares to say that man-made climate change should even be so much as debated. Can't we even talk about it? Plus, you don't have to look very long or very hard to find numerous examples of these so-called experts who predicted all kinds of major disasters and calamitous events that they guaranteed would happen if we didn't outlaw the internal combustion engine or ban coal-fired power plants. But none of those predictions ever came true. Yes, the ocean levels have risen in the last few years, but nowhere near the way some of these hair-on-fire idiots told us they would. But like I said earlier, there's lots of politics involved, inside and outside the scientific community. But you know, politics today have devolved into a scorched earth policy. I know I sound like old moderate Randy again, but I deeply believe that radical partisanship has destroyed all meaningful political discourse in this country. And I'm not singling out one side or the other in that regard. The left and the right are equally guilty. Again, you don't have to look very far to find some great examples of that either. But stop and think about it. If you support enforcing the immigration laws that we already have on the books, you're a racist in the eyes of the left. And if you don't support the building of a wall on the border, you're a socialist who hates America in the eyes of the right. And that's just the immigration issue. I mean, we could demonstrate the same dynamic on half a dozen different issues, like raising the debt ceiling, abortion, gay marriage, the separation of church and state, the death penalty, the Second Amendment, health care, and, of course, climate change. That's more than half a dozen, isn't it? However, my biggest concern is the way each side demonizes the other for even wanting to debate the issues. I mean, can't we even talk about it? There seems to be this overriding attitude that if I don't agree with you, then I should just keep my opinions to myself, that I somehow don't even deserve to be heard. That's about as un-American as it gets, isn't it? Whatever happened to the First Amendment? And how are we ever going to come to some kind of consensus on solutions for these issues if we don't even talk about it? This is exactly why I say radical partisanship has destroyed all meaningful political discourse in this country. We've gotten so obsessed with being correct that we've lost sight of being accurate. And it's no accident that both the left and the right think the phrase politically correct is a pejorative that only applies to the other side. Yeah, I know, I sound like old moderate Randy again when I say things like this. But am I the only one who thinks the truth is almost always found somewhere in the middle? And why on earth can't we even talk about it without being branded a hater of some kind? And nowhere is that more true than when it comes to the issue I mentioned at the beginning of this segment. It's hot. Global warming and all that. The truth is almost always found somewhere in the middle. Is man-made climate change real? To a certain extent, sure it is. CO2 gases almost certainly, undeniably, play a role in a number of different factors concerning hotter weather, or even just the weather staying hot longer. But at the same time, we've got to be realistic about the weather. All the archaeological evidence shows that the weather has always varied wildly from one decade to the next, or even one century to the next. So that's undoubtedly part of the equation, too. Look, in my mind, and admittedly, my mind is pretty shallow, but in my mind, climate change, man-made or otherwise, is real, but it can't be the result of just one factor. There are a myriad of reasons why it's hotter these days than when I was a kid, and the truth is almost always found somewhere in the middle. But there's one truth we can all agree on. It's hot, and it won't stop being hot anytime soon. So that actually brings us around to the topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually did have a cogent thought in my head when I started this segment, even if I did veer off the main road along the way just a little bit. No, I do have a plan for today's show, and it was born out of a passing comment I made on last week's show. You may remember I said something like, this probably would be a good time to do a show about cool drinks or cool foods. So that's exactly what we're going to discuss today. Cool food for hot weather. Since I've already thrown out the when I was a kid phrase, it should be pointed out that my generation grew up in a time when there was no air conditioning. Now, that's not just an old man trying to say, you young kids today don't know how good you've got it. But I do remember my mother saying, I don't know what everybody thought was so great about the good old days. I like air conditioning. When I was a kid, we had water coolers in our first house, and they weren't all that cool. Oh, sure, it beat nothing at all, but it was a wet cool. And I was 12 years old before we moved into a house with real air conditioning in it. That meant we used every means at our disposal to stay cool. And one of the most effective ways was to eat light, as my mother also used to say. So we'd eat seafood instead of beef and salads instead of cooked food of any kind. And another way we'd reduce the heat inside the house was by cooking outdoors. Hello, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So let's get to it, because we got a lot to talk about today. Or, as I like to call it, meaningful culinary discourse.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspas Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
haven't talked to our favorite foodie in quite a while, so let's do that, shall we? Here he is, our executive producer, Greg Berlocker. How you doing, you old Aggie, you?
I am doing great. Randy, how are you?
I thought you'd answer with whoop.
Whoop!
How do you think A&M's going to fare this football season?
Man, we're the optimist, but with that schedule we've got this year, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to think we're going to do great, but if we can beat Clemson in that second game, then yeah, I think we have a pretty good chance. So
I have a serious question to ask you. Who drew up your schedule? Tom Herman?
Golly, that is a meat grinder of a schedule.
It is. And you end up with Georgia and LSU on the road to end the season? Holy smoke.
Especially the LSU game is going to be really, really interesting after the 7 overtime win last year. So, wow, what a game.
Yeah. And even though you play Auburn at home, you do realize the Aggies have never beaten Auburn in College Station. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, we beat them the worst that they've ever been beat that first year when we were playing at Auburn, but no luck at College Station. So hopefully we can change that this year.
Well, here's hoping that there's a first time for everything. And I hate to say this, my friend, but I'm seeing the numbers 8-4 in your future. How do you feel?
I think that's a really fair assessment. Let me turn the tables on you. How do you think the Frogs are going to do this year?
Well, I'm seeing the numbers 8-4 in our future.
You know, people forgot that A&M and TCU won both national championships 1 year apart, 39-40. And we used to be great programs. So it's good to see both programs get back on solid footing.
Well, good luck to A&M, buddy. It's a whole lot easier to root for the Aggies since you guys are in the SEC these days. And as long as we're talking football, Greg, what do you think the Texans will do this year?
Man, I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to hinge on the offensive line and, surprisingly enough, in my opinion, whether we have a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Kiki QT seems to be injury prone.
Yep.
And if you look at all the great teams that the Patriots have had, they've had all these great slot receivers,
right?
Amendola, and now they've got Edelman.
Yeah.
And before that, there was I can't recall his name, but it was just
Wes Welker.
Thank you. I could not think of that for the life of me. And gosh, it takes so much pressure off of Nuke, where you can't double him up with the safety over the top. So, yeah, if Kiki can just get healthy, it's kind of like a Ferrari. You know, you got to get the engine just right or else it's not going to work right.
Well, I can't believe we're still discussing how to solve the offensive line problems. I mean, we put a man on the moon over 50 years ago. Can't we figure out how to keep Deshaun Watson standing up straight?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And there's an answer. The Washington Redskins, you know, have somebody that we could trade for, and he could be the anchor on that offensive line for the next 3-4 years. So,
and we've got lots of cap money we could spend.
That's true. Just $40 million.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done a show on tailgating yet this year. Just to pick your brain, when you go tailgating, Kyle Field, NRG, what do you like to cook up?
Gosh, things that are fairly simple. I like, sausage is great. You can slice it up on the bias and put it in an aluminum container to keep it hot, and people can serve themselves a little bit as an appetizer, or they can grab a lot for a meal. It's a very versatile thing. Of course, burgers. I don't see so much hot dogs as you used to, but that and cold food. So much of our tailgate season, it never really cools down.
Yeah.
So it's something that where standing around at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sweating all afternoon.
Yeah.
While you're really cooking inside of a tent or whatever. I tend to go for simpler easier dishes.
Yeah, when you're cooking in Texas on black asphalt in September, hamburgers and hot dogs are quick and easy to cook. And like you always say, sweat causes cancer.
Yeah. So, I firmly believe I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, so the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is actually focused on cool food for hot weather. And there are so many possibilities. Let's start out with things like sandwiches, tuna salad, chicken salad. How do you like to make them?
Well, first of all, let's keep the heat out of the kitchen as much since we're talking about cool foods. One great value is rotisserie chicken at the supermarket.
Ah.
There's no sense cooking your own chicken. Just go buy one. It's sort of cooked. Usually you can pick up one of three, four different types, lemon pepper or a different seasoning. You bring it home, you chill it, then you can just pick all the meat off the bone, chop it if you want. It makes great roll-ups. You can put it in pita pockets, dress that up. If you really want to kick it up, I made some aioli, which is garlic mayonnaise, this week. I was cooking on the grill, and I had an extra pot of garlic. I sliced the top off, drizzled it with a little olive oil, wrapped it in foil, and threw it in the smoker. So while the hot wings were cooking, I smoked some garlic, and it just makes this creamy, beautiful smoked garlic. You take that up and mash it up and put it in your mayonnaise, and it's just completely different flavor profile. So just things like that. You know, another favorite is ham. We ate that a bunch during the dog days of summer. Mom was a master at trying to keep the heat out of the house.
Yeah.
And ham is just a wonderful summer food. It doesn't fill you up. You don't feel bloated at the end of the meal. But you can take a ham steak or just a great big ham, carve it, and it's great cold. So it's not something where you have to heat the stove up or anything like that. You can either make sandwiches. You can put it in wraps or anything that you want. And that's another great option.
When I first suggested this topic, you mentioned Thai noodle salad. So tell us how you made that.
Oh, gosh. People don't think of eating pasta or noodles typically in a cold dish, and they're so good that way. So pasta salad with macaroni and elbow macaroni, spirals and things like that have been a standard for a long time. But a lot of Thai dishes use glass noodles, which are made out of rice. They're clear, and they have a lighter, more delicate flavor than, say, a wheat noodle made with durum wheat. And some of the Asian noodles, they're wonderful, hot or cold. But with the Thai noodles, you boil the rice noodles as called for in the package, which is not very long. It's 3-4 minutes. And they're somewhat translucent. And in Thai cooking, they use a lot of peanut sauce. And generally, peanut sauce, you can make your own. It's not difficult. Mine has never tasted quite as good as what you get in the restaurant. It's a matter of tweaking it and really, you know, nailing down the flavors that you want. But generally, you can just take peanut butter and add a little bit of soy sauce, some ginger, and maybe some heat, like some sriracha sauce or maybe a pinch of red pepper flakes, and then maybe some lime juice or something like that to add a bright note to it, and you stir it up, and it's a great dipping sauce. So, but with these Thai noodles, I actually had bought a Thai product there at the store, and you toss that, and then I added chopped up very small pieces, cucumbers and mangoes.
Wow.
And both of those add a little bit of crunch and a lot of sweetness to it. And so I tossed all of that after it came out of the water. And then I just iced it down for about an hour in the refrigerator, and it was just a really great, refreshing dish at night. It was cold, and it was just wonderful.
But we've just scratched the surface with meat salad sandwiches and green salads, too. So can you hang out for another segment and talk about fruit salads, Graham?
Would love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We've hosted some of the top chefs in Houston on this show, heck in the world. But nobody's more knowledgeable than our favorite foodie and our executive producer, Greg Berlocker. Thanks for giving us some extra time today, Greg.
I'm happy to join you. Thanks so much for the invite, Randy.
Greg is the source for a lot of our coolest and funniest posts on our Facebook page, which is simply The Outdoor Cooking Show. And I've noticed we literally have thousands of people who like and share some of those posts, and Greg is responsible for most of those things. So what are some of your favorites?
Oh, gosh, Randy, just food makes such a wonderful conversation piece. It's, as you once told me, who doesn't like good food?
Yep.
Well, some of the posts are just a riot. I saw one. It was somebody that had crashed their Ford pickup truck into a grocery store, and the meme said, clean up on aisle two. So,
well, I like the one where the doctor asked his patient, do you smoke? She said, yes. He says, tobacco or marijuana? And she said, no, pork butt and ribs most of the time. So without giving away your secret stash, where do you find all that stuff?
It's funny. A little bit of everywhere. A lot of friends post funny things, and they allow me to share their humor. Other times, things just pop up, and while I'm researching subjects, and I guess it's just kind of an eclectic sense of humor. But, you know, there's nothing like a good laugh.
Yep.
And I guess I get tired of all of the trashy stuff and dirty language and things like that. And
Yeah. Food
seems to be a common cause that everybody seems to like, and everybody likes to laugh. So,
well, I saw one the other day that I have to share with you. It pictured a dog staring right into the camera, and the caption said, yeah, I'm into fitness. Fitness hold pizza into my mouth. But anyway, let's get back to the topic of conversation on to Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today. You know, while we were in the break, I got a text from a listener, and he said, how could you guys talk about cold meat sandwiches and salads and not talk about taco salad?
Yep.
So before we move on to fruit salad, tell us a recipe for a good taco salad, Greg.
Gosh, it can be as elaborate or as simple as you want. You could go buy a bag of salad mix, take a handful of your favorite chips, you know, corn chips, mm-hmm. and crunch them with both hands. Drain a can of pinto beans, toss well, and dress with your favorite dressing. And usually we have tacos once a week, so there's always an extra bowl of taco meat in there. So it's second nature to us is, you know, you can microwave that. And if you want to eat it hot, and we've been known to go take big spoonfuls of taco meat, and we call those taco popsicles. So on a drive-by by the refrigerator when you want a snack. So yeah, taco salads are wonderfully and versatile, and you can really use just about any leftover meat on top, whether it's fajita meat, like ham, like we had talked about, or taco meat. And you can use practically any dressing that you want.
And so long as we're on the subject, Greg, we might as well go ahead and talk about steak salad, because it could be anything from flank steak to filet steak, but it's always going to taste good on a bed of green lettuce and red tomatoes, right?
Yep.
Cindy and I like to throw in a little bell pepper and carrots, too. What do you like to do?
Oh, any and all of that. Probably our favorite would be homemade Caesar salad. And then you put your protein on top, whether it's a piece of salmon or nice slices of steak. So the it could be a oil and vinegar dressing, ranch complement steak, blue cheese, of course, any of that. So all of those are great ideas.
So we promised to talk about fruit salads for a few minutes, but where do we begin? How about the traditional watermelon? That's very summer-like. Do you have a preference on watermelon salad?
Well, you know, one of the cool things about cooking is blending flavors and textures. And there's just there's a huge battle that rages in my in my mind when Mr. Sugar and Mr. Salt decide to fight for my attention. So one of my favorite watermelon salads is watermelon with feta cheese.
With what?
Feta cheese, Greek, the feta cheese.
Wow.
And it's a little bit of saltiness combined with the sweetness, and you get that mix that's that nice back and forth. And then, of course, you have the creamy texture of the cheese with the crunchiness of the fresh watermelon. So that makes a nice contrast.
Well, then let's talk about another contrast, pineapple. Pineapple's pretty tangy. What do you suggest to offset that tarty flavor?
Oh, gosh, two different things. You know, we do a lot of grilling outside to keep the heat outside. I have been grilling pineapple. And while you cook it, you sprinkle it with cinnamon. And the cinnamon, you know, cinnamon was used for years as a way to enhance sweetness. So that's why you see it in a lot of sweet rolls and things like that. The bakers can actually use less sugar while keeping the same sort of sweet flavor.
Right.
And if you put that on top of the pineapple, man, it makes that flavor pop without being overly tart.
And another cool food for hot weather is gazpacho. Now, again, there's a lot of different ways to go. So what are your favorites?
You know, Randy, in all fairness, I'm not a gazpacho fan.
What do you know? We agree on something else, Greg. I'm not either.
It's every time I've tried it, it's been too cold.
Ah.
I don't mind cold foods, and I like cold foods, but something about it, it's too stark.
However, I have to share this one with you, Greg. I saw one recipe called cold watermelon soup.
Okay.
Using a blender. Now, I'm not sure about some of these ingredients. Lime juice, olive oil, Tabasco. Those don't seem like likely companions for watermelon, but I guess I shouldn't judge because I haven't really tried. What does that sound like to you?
I've actually had the watermelon coolers in the Caribbean and in Asia.
Yeah.
And they're very, very good. It's kind of like the frozen slushy drinks we grew up with.
Yeah.
And the olive oil is kind of interesting. I don't know what that would do to the flavor, but the Tabasco is primarily salt.
Right.
It's salt, vinegar, and pepper. So the saltiness of it would tend to balance the watermelon. So, but that kind of goes back to like feta. It's just kind of a contrast there. So, but I've actually had that sort of, not in the soup, but in the drink.
Yeah.
And it's very refreshing, especially, you know, when the heat's like it is right now.
Well, before we run out of time in this segment, I did want to give you an opportunity to tell us about your company, Cellular and Satellite. What's going on right now?
Gosh, we are blowing and going. We just signed a master services agreement with a Fortune 25 company. So
great.
Thank you. We're very, very happy about that. We have expanded into we have a nationwide network of installers, and so we have been invited on several projects over 1,000 sites each to provide install services, rolling out wireless routers and things like that. So we're just blessed beyond belief about all the business coming our way. So we credit that to the Outdoor Cooking Show and all the good word out there. So we appreciate it very much.
And how do people get in touch with you for your services through Cellular and Satellite?
The website is the word Cellular and Satellite, all spelled out, and no dashes, no periods. It's cellularandsatellite.com, or you can always call us on the phone. The office line is 832-551-1000.
This has been our executive producer, Greg Berlocker, who's also our favorite foodie. I'm telling you, folks, it doesn't matter. I can throw any kind of food at this guy, and he's always got an answer for me. So, as usual, all the best to Sally, and let's talk again soon. Okay, Greg?
Thanks a lot, Randy. Have a great weekend.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Our last guest today is one of the few people outside of my immediate family whose opinion I actually seek out. This is Fred Olson, my old on-air partner from our days together as Hudson and Harrigan. What do you think of that introduction, buddy? No, I was asking your opinion.
Oh, hey, go ahead, ask me anything. And say it all.
No, I don't need Jim Bob's opinion.
Some days I have to channel him just to get a giggle, you know, sometimes. If I'm on the tractor, I go, it just feels right.
Yeah. Well, as my dad used to say, opinions are like noses. hobbies. We all have one, but unless somebody asks for yours, you should probably just keep it to yourself.
Well, I sure could learn from that. I really need to do that more often. Maybe we all do.
But, yeah, I recall one time when I was a young man, I wore a presidential candidate's campaign button into the bank where Dad worked.
Yeah.
And about half of his coworkers said, "Why would you vote for that guy?" And then later on, Pop said to me, "That's why I don't wear campaign buttons. You're always going to offend somebody. I keep my politics to myself."
What is a biblical thing? It's slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to anger.
Yeah.
And I need to... I need to remember that.
Boy, me too.
You can't just talk it. You got to walk it, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I had a beautiful sight this morning. Get up, and Bev and I have coffee out here at the ranch in the mornings, and before we head off and do our respective stuff. And looking out in the backyard, she goes, "There's a buck back there." I said, "No." I said, "There's two of them. Look, two nice 8-point bucks." Now, these are Texas whitetails, so they're not gigantic deer, but these are pretty filled out. But I don't normally see 8-point bucks on our property. I see a lot of does and babies.
Yeah.
Because once they're born here, they can't get over the fence yet, so they have to get big enough to be able to leap over this five-wire barbed wire. And it was just beautiful. I went, wow. It just tells you, you know, we have seasons, and the new one is coming.
Well, the hunting season is coming. Do they have a lot of hunters in your neighborhood?
Well, yeah, we actually have to take a lot of deer out here. I think near Sheridan, Texas, they're just so we have deer sleeping in our front yard at night. So it's not like it's sport.
Wow.
But it's so funny. Once deer season hits, they take off. It's weird. My brother-in-law came out one time and he said, "Well, I said, dude, get a doe tag, whatever, then just go out." And the minute he walked, they didn't know him, so they just scattered. He said, "There's no deer here." And so the minute he comes in the house, you know, they'll come out. It's like, dang it.
Well, they're smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah, well, and they'll also tell you when the season is changing. So we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Days are getting shorter.
Well, when it comes to you, I actually do want to hear your opinion. And that's one reason why I visit your YouTube channel every week to hear Fred's weekly devotional. What's this week's devotional about?
This one is called, it's being produced right now, so I have to really think.
No big deal.
Well, it's based on Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd."
Ah.
And there's an anonymous, I could never figure out who did it, but he did, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's guidance. And "I shall not want," that's abundance. So it breaks it down into this really cool thing that David wrote, you know, kind of a sweeping view of God's relationship to us and how much he cares for us. So it's on Psalm 23 this week.
And how do people find these weekly devotionals? They're on YouTube. How are they labeled?
It's Fred's weekly devotional. My friend Nancy, who does the video, she named it. Otherwise, I would have just called it the weekly devotional because it really didn't have anything to do with me. But there should be anywhere between 20 and 50 of those things on there.
Wow.
There's video accompanying them. It's not me talking, not on camera or anything, but it's Nancy puts together some nice videos, and I just let her run with her imagination how she hears the words and what she feels in her heart, and she finds the video for it.
Another subject on which I like to hear your opinions is sports. So let's talk about football just a little bit. What's your opinion of the Texans game against the Lions last weekend?
You know, a lot better than the previous week. Deshaun looked crisp, you know, boom, 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 and that was against the Lions. Of course, the Lions don't have much of a pass rush. Their rush is really pathetic, but it's still the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy Howell at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And this guy's a special teams player, but you look, he was Florida Atlantic University, and the guy has got some wheels, and he is fearless. So I kept whooping and hollering. He got like 84 yards or something, didn't he?
I don't know.
You know, once you have a lead, and that's what O'Brien, you get ahead and you pound that ball, and he's the kind of guy that's quick, and maybe he's going to be RB3 in special teams.
I have to admit, that first offensive possession gave me some hope, and then, like you, I remembered it was the Lions' defense, and I fell back to earth. But I was encouraged, and I'm optimistic. Let's talk about college football for a minute. Who do you think's going to win the national championship? Usual suspects, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State?
Absolutely. This Clemson kid, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, do you look at his history. He's what, 6'6"?
Yeah.
And he's still just a kid. I mean that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to get better. He is, from his childhood on up, he's been one of those golden boys. And with all the talent and good head on his shoulders. And, it'll probably be Clemson, Alabama. But whether you root for the Toledo Mud Hens, doesn't matter. it's football, and it's almost here, and can't wait.
Yeah. Another area I respect your opinion is TV shows. You seen any good ones lately?
What have we been watching? This thing we, oddly enough, it's called The Killing. You heard about it?
No.
And it's based on a Danish or Swedish thing about, and it takes like two seasons to resolve who killed this person. We've only gone through season one, and we thought, oh, they're going to reveal. No, wait, it wasn't him. I shouldn't give that away. But anyway, so there's that. But regular ABC, CBS, NBC, I don't watch a lot.
Yeah, we don't either. Not anymore.
You know, I don't like their politics, and people don't realize you might like their TV shows, but it's the same division people who run the news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Cindy and I have enjoyed a Netflix show called Mindhunter.
Mindhunter?
Yeah. It's about the people who established the criminal science unit at the FBI back in the 1970s. It's really good. But this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And as Mark Chestnut once sang, it's too hot to fish, it's too hot for golf. So our topic today is cool food for hot weather. What do you guys like to whip up cool food to beat the heat out at the ranch?
Yeah, I think about that. And a lot of cool food is it's too healthy, like salads and sandwiches. There's a dessert I like in the summertime Bev makes. It's called, it's key lime banana pie. And instead of just putting the key lime in on the crust, you thin slice banana, lay it on the bottom, and she pours in that mixture on top of the bananas in the crust. It does something to it. I don't know, man. It takes it to another level. That's a dessert, though. Let's see. Sandwiches. I mean, man, that's probably the thing to go to. It's some leftover brisket. I had a brisket sandwich the other day that was really good. But I still want to, I'm still going to cook some ribs in the next couple of days. I'm not done with summer yet.
Well, of course not. But I'm talking about cooler foods like, say, maybe fruit salads. Do you guys ever mix up a fruit salad?
No.
No?
I don't know why. I'm just not a fruit salad guy. I look at the weird Bev and I were talking about the other day. Somebody was having like a fruit cup at a restaurant. I went, that just never appealed to me. I love fruit, but I just don't want it all mixed up and eat it with a spoon. I don't know what that is. But I've never been a fruit cup guy. It sounds like something, I got to tell you, that you get in the old folks' home. I'm sorry. Or what is the other word? Compote, they used to call it?
That sounds too much like compost.
Compote, where it just kind of, no. Give me an apple, give me an orange, give me some grapes, give me some blueberries, but just don't mix it all together and in a cup. I don't know why.
And put mayonnaise on top of it.
Or now, if you throw some whipped cream on it, like Jim Bob would say, now you talk.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Makes everything better. Creme fraiche or whatever they call that stuff.
Well, what about cold soups, gazpacho or whatever they call it?
Thanks for bringing that up, because Bev does make a good one because we raise our own tomatoes. But yeah, she'll sometimes make a big batch of that. And that, it's just good stuff because you can put cayenne in if you want to. You can throw in some shrimp, cook up some shrimp, and just put them in there with that, man. That's good stuff. That's not really a country boy thing. Give me a big old bowl of gazpacho, Bobby. You don't hear that too much in the country. But,
yeah, that's not something you think about at the ranch house, does it?
Yeah, give me a beer and a bowl of gazpacho. In a dirty glass.
Well, my old friend, I fear we're out of time again, so...
You're kidding.
I know, we are.
I just got here. What are you doing?
I think we need to get together and watch some football, but that's just my opinion now. And opinions are like armpits. In August, they always stink. Give my love to Bev. Let's talk again soon, pal.
You got it. Best to Cindy and the kids, all right?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.